Hello.
Check one.
Check one. Check two. Test, test, test. You know how to do that stuff today.
I want to call the BF&J committee meeting to order now. Time now is 6:30. This time we'll have vacation. Adam.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, which you give us. Thank your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, you just let us have the wisdom and do the business of the nation, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. At this time, we have a call, roll call by Gazy.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Chairman, I got 5 present, 0 absent.
Yeah, 5 present, 0 absent. Cross to a quorum. Any business conducted not be official. Next on the agenda is the minutes of December 7th, 2016. Okay, motion been made by David Hill. Here, a second.
Second.
Second by Adam Jones. Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against. Those minutes been approved. Now down to order of business. This first one is NCR 17-001. A resolution of the Muscogee Creek National Council approving the legal services agreement between Muscogee Creek Nation Creek National Council and Fletcher Law PLLC.
Make a motion to do fast.
Second.
Okay. Floor's open for discussion. Oh, there we are.
Committee. Basically, what this is allowing Fletcher Law Service to continue as our attorney until internal affairs goes through the interview process with the 2 remaining law firms that you all chose last fall. He's been on, terminated, his contract terminated December 31st. So this should show him to run throughout the year. We can terminate this agreement any time if we do choose another law firm. If not, he will be our legal counsel for the rest of the law.
Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along the same lines, we reduced our budget also, didn't we?
Yes, sir, we did.
Because we were going to change the county.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Yeah. Hearing no other questions, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, none against. That motion has been approved. Moving on down, the next item is TR 17-013. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board, GOAB, to execute a construction agreement with I-5 Design and Manufacturing Incorporated for renovation to Creek Nation Chicago Casino. Sponsor is Robert Huff.
Chairman, motion to approve.
Here, a second.
Second.
Okay. Kyle, you're up.
Asking the committee to consider the I-5 contract.
Does everybody know who Kyle Reams is?
Okay. Sorry, the GM at Chicago Casino. It's time for Chicago to get renovated. It's been approximately 10 years since the last time Chicago was renovated. Back then, that was a process that Buddy started with the community. It was probably about, 2007. It needs an update for sure. One of the biggest problems we have in Chicago is we have a very short ceiling. It makes it very smoky. So we actually have quite a bit of room up above that ceiling. So the proposal proposes to take out that false ceiling, open it up a little bit more, Should help with smoke dissipation in the casino. We're working some of the HVAC so that the air quality is improved. The Eufaula recently was renovated. Muskogee was renovated. You know, certainly Shakota's turn, and I feel like it certainly have an impact to revenues. Definitely long term, something that we have to do every so many years at our gaming properties. And, high traffic facilities that take a lot of abuse. And, contract is fully funded. That's been ready to go for several months.
Sure. I do know, like you said, you know, the he does have the money in his CapEx program, so there's the money coming out of the extra tribe itself. Chris, you also is want to, you know, talk about the other casinos that have been renovated. How much?
Well, this is the this is the same vendor that we used to renovate Duck Creek, used to renovate One Fire, Eufaula, Muskogee, and as you can tell by looking at the design, the theming and the design is very similar and stays in line with the remodels that we have performed at our other properties. Kyle, you will not have to completely shut down the casino for this renovation. They will do it.
Yeah, they'll do it in phases.
They'll do it in phases where it minimizes our loss to revenue.
And also,
no expansion. It is just a
renovation.
Just renovation. Just an interior renovation.
And after every renovation, there's been an increase in revenues at each casino that has done a renovation. So that's going to help our revenues bottom line.
For your renovation, are you going to have a machine loss?
I think that once we do renovate, there probably will be a redesign of the game floor layout. Currently, there's power poles that come out of the ceiling.
Right.
You know? Once we get away from having to do that, I think that we'll make the floor a little bit more modern. You'll generally make more revenue off less games if they're a little bit more spread out.
Right.
So I think we will reduce our machine count probably 20 games. Just in the main room.
Any other questions? Questions about it? Hearing none, roll call, please.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
I have 4 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved. Thank you.
I need at least a few of them back in case I need any for Saturday.
Keep that one. Next on the agenda is TR-17-015, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operations Authority Board to participate in a tribal sponsorship services agreement and a certain payer of last resort from Tribal Self-Insurance Program. Sponsor is Robert Huff.
Motion to pass.
Hear it.
Second.
Okay. Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This piece of legislation here, there's basically two main points of this piece of legislation to try to help us save some money as it relates to health insurance claims. Basically, what this is going to do, it's going to transfer the risk of high-cost claimants to a fully insured plan on the marketplace because currently we have a self-funded health insurance plan. So if we have someone that has a catastrophic life event, cancer, any type of illness like that, this allows us, these individuals, to go out on the marketplace. They can purchase, we purchase for them a fully insured plan where we're not on the hook for an extreme amount of money due to a catastrophic illness. It benefits our tribal members because they're going to get their medical bills and their prescriptions paid 100% of these catastrophic policies.
You have any questions? Any questions on the committee? Hearing no questions, roll call, please.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, I guess it's been approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is NCA 17-008, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA Title 37, Chapter 4, entitled Conflict of Interest. Sponsors, David Hill.
Chairman, make a motion to
pass. Here's a second.
Second.
Floor's open for discussion.
Ms. Pipestand or Ms. Jonathan?
Good evening. Sue has to work the Cultural Center and Archives Department, and one of our missions is to promote Muscogee Creek arts and culture, and that being part of our mission, and also to encourage local artists. And so the amendment that's up for consideration tonight would help us to promote local artists, because there are many of them that are also employees. And so that's kind of the just behind this amendment here, is that if we wanted to commission an artist, for example, that was already an employee, we can't do that. And so even if it has nothing to do with their full-time job duties, or if we want to sell goods in the gift shop that we've created as a fundraising venture for our department, to we also are impaired to do that by the conflict of interest law. And so in an effort to fulfill our mission a little bit better and to be able to promote these local artists, we are kind of proposing this to see.
Okay. Any questions? Anything said? Pete?
No. Not related.
Anybody else?
No, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
If this passes, I know what you're doing for your department, and I understand that. But if this passes, is it going to open the door up to other departments? And I'm only asking this or saying this because I'm setting up here, when we pass legislation, there's always something else behind it for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So have y'all checked? Is this just strictly with this department, or is it going to open it up?
The way it's written doesn't limit it to any department specifically. And I know the same issue came up, like in relation to the festival. Tourism wanted to engage some Creek artists to do certain things at the festival. We were also employees, couldn't do that because it was not allowed under the law. So this doesn't cabinet to any one specific department, or only for museum, cultural archives and affairs, or just the festival or not. But it is cabineting it to people who possess special skills and services of cultural certificate. So you need to, you know, someone who speaks the language and wants to teach a language class, that's also an employee, or someone who has, I think you had a man who's a wood carver. So they would need to have, it's not just, I think we would interpret it to be strict that they do have to possess some
special skill.
Clearly identifiable special skill. That, I don't know if that.
It does, but like I said, I'll be honest, I'm leery, because I always feel like there's somebody out there that is going to find a loophole and do something else behind this. So I just want to make sure that if the Cultural Center is asking for this, your department is asking for this, I mean, I don't have an issue with that. My issue is somebody else going to try to weasel their way in and try to do something elsewhere behind this legislation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I know, you know, in the past, there was an issue with employees of the nation who also did some sort of catering on the side. They would be catering events all around the nation. That's clearly prohibited. Cooking barbecue, while a great and valuable skill, is not of cultural significance and so significant that you can't go to another restaurant here in town and get it. You see what I'm saying? So we would interpret this to not, that wouldn't allow that kind of thing to happen. That would still be prohibited. It would need to be something, a special skill or service of cultural significance that not everyone can do. And we would be looking at that, but at the same time, we can only make sure people are following this if we know they're in fact, you know what people's going, know what's going on. So.
Anything else, Familia? Chief.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's also going to be limited by the demand that we have. We are just opening the doors for anybody with a special skill to begin marketing things. It's going to be limited. So we'll probably be seeking people instead of them coming to push things toward us.
Okay.
We also do plan on having some procedures for that to make sure that if we are solicited, we want to make sure, and we do know their employee, that they're doing this on their own time during their lunch break or something like that, and that we do clarify to them that any of the items or goods that they sell have to be either presented on their own time, very much to prevent these types of things from happening. So.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Mr. McNeil, well, this is not along the same lines as classifying the employees to be adjunct instructors at the college.
Yeah, I think this. Yeah, I would agree. I think this falls exactly in line with that. We already there already is an exemption for employees who have a specialized skill or knowledge to allow them to teach at the college. I agree. I think this is an extension of that.
Thank you.
Sure, anything else? Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That's been passed. Thank you. Moving on to referred legislation. The funding sources. The funding sources for the.
They will all be interest on recovery fund.
Okay.
With the exception of 17-010, NC 17010, the kitchen remodel, mm-hmm. and that will be capital improvement.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the funding sources for the NCA 17-001, 3, 4, 5, and 6 as interest on permanent fund and NCA 17-010 as capital improvements?
I have that motion.
Here, a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. Those have been approved for funding sources. Down now to other business. Here, motion to go to executive session.
So moved.
Here, a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
If you are a Creek citizen, you're allowed to stay in. This goes on, okay? So, Linda, you can stay. Linda, you're a controller.
First on the agenda is